Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Buchek. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ted Savage. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rich Nye. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rich Nye. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swoboda throws the ball into Johnson, who tags Santo trying to return to first, for the out. Beckert moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Buchek batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Buchek hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Charles hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swoboda moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Savage strikes out. 2 outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Butchek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nye fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. 2 outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rich Nye is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nye takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger bunts towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Nye moves to second. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Beckert is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Nye moves to third. Beckert moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swoboda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Savage is 0 for 1 in the game. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Savage for the out. 2 outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Nye is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Nye is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nye hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Buczek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buczek is 0-for-1 in the game. Buczek hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Charles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Charles moves to second. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Seaver is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaver is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson juggles the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Kessinger moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckert bunts towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beckert for the out. Kessinger moves to third. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Kessinger scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to second. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips throws the ball into Kessinger, who tags Davis trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Jones scores. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buczek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Savage is 0-for-2 in the game. Savage hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Swoboda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 0-for-2 in the game. Buchek hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nye fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rich Nye is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nye is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Nye bunts towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckert hits a line drive into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Tommy Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Davis is walked intentionally. Bill Stoneman now pitching. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swoboda is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Swoboda hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for Jerry Buchek. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds now playing left field. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Bob Johnson now playing second base. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hundley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda. Hundley reaches second base with a double. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 3 in the game. Savage bunts towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. Hundley moves to third. 1 out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Phillips is walked intentionally. Lee Thomas pinch hits for Bill Stoneman. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Thomas is walked intentionally. Phillips moves to second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball towards left. Reynolds catches it and throws to home to double up Hundley. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Charles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hartenstein fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 3 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Stahl pinch hits for Tom Seaver. Larry Stahl batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stahl hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 4 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Banks is 0 for 4 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hundley is hit by the pitch. Banks moves to second. Fergie Jenkins pinch runs for Ernie Banks. Al Spangler pinch hits for Ted Savage. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Spangler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jenkins scores. Hundley moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.